In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Do not marvel that I say to you, you must be born anew. So, question for you. What do organic food, British English, and brick and mortar stores all have in common? If you look up in Webster's dictionary, these all are called retronyms. If you've never heard of a retronym before, this is a word or phrase that describes something original after a new version has shown up. So to break down our examples, roughly 100 years ago, all food that people ate was organic because there was no alternative. There was no pesticides in industrial farming. But now we have to specify if something's organic or not. British English, of course, is similar. All English was British for a time. Then along came Americans, and Americans that speak like John Arseneault from Boston. If you heard the reading earlier today, beautiful, warms my heart. But then you had to say British English. Before you didn't. And then most recently, in all of our living memories, there used to be just stores to buy things. But with the dawn of the internet and e-commerce, there are brick and mortar stores, which are now distinct from online stores. And so as societies continue to evolve, we come up with a growing list of these retronyms, renaming something original when something similar but newer has come into being. And now this increase in renaming original things when a new version comes out, it's not that surprising to see in a very ever-changing digital technological society. But we may be surprised to observe the same process, albeit at a much slower rate, in our understanding of God throughout time, and scriptures, and the church. And in fact, you could actually say, without stretching too much, that Jesus was the ultimate retronym in the history of mankind, changing the way we think and talk and believe and follow God forever. And this is exactly what Nicodemus revealed today in the gospel reading assigned for this second Sunday of Easter. But before we get into the details, the illustration of that, let's do a little intuitive theology to see how Jesus is a retronym. So think back before Jesus and before he came to the earth. God was simply God. Just like food was food, English was English, and stores were stores. After Jesus, however, God had to be talked about in new terms, after Jesus, that is. What do you mean by God? Do you mean God the Father of the Old Testament, who created heaven and earth and everything for us? Do you mean God the Son, who came alongside us to show us how to live, how to die, and to love like no other? Or do you mean God the Holy Spirit, the one Jesus promised and gave to us to dwell actually within us, to bond us and guide us as community and as church? So the original and familiar understanding of who God was had to be renamed to encompass something new that God revealed to humanity in the fullness of time. And this renaming didn't just affect how we talk about God. All of creation and life on earth thereafter needed the same rethinking and renaming. We, his creatures, though we're fearfully and wonderfully made, we read in the Psalms, we're not just creatures anymore. And our life on earth, though significant and precious and meaningful, it's not all of life. And this revolution in who we are and what we're called to be, it's not just theology in our heads, but it's, as with all things with Jesus, he taught it, he lived it, he showed it in his life. And we have a perfect snapshot of what we have been saying of Jesus as retronym, captured in today's gospel reading, which is this famous dialogue between Nicodemus, a teacher of the law, and Jesus. And Jesus hits Nicodemus squarely between the eyes with the revolution in heart and mind required to get the new thing that God is up to. Jesus says, "Very, very truly, I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born anew, from above." And Nicodemus, like any of us, he wasn't able to grasp the concept of a second birth, a new life in Christ. And he's understandably struck and stuck on the fact that you're born once and you live once. What is this guy talking about? How can a man be born when he is old, Nicodemus says. Can he enter a second time in his mother's womb and be born again? And Jesus further explained the difference between being born of the flesh and being born of the spirit. And then he concludes, don't marvel what I said to you, that you must be born anew. This Nicodemus is a teacher of the law, of the old covenant. He couldn't have imagined God's new plan in Christ any more than William Shakespeare, let's say, could have imagined American English and culture, any more than a shopkeeper in the 1950s could have imagined Amazon. And these are amazing and significant changes, but these are just people and humans. God is God. And when God reveals more of himself to the world and to human history, it's truly revolutionary and truly new. And that's exactly how Jesus concludes his dialogue with Nicodemus, whose mouth is surely now wide open. Jesus says, if I've told you about earthly things and you don't believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? And of course, Jesus' jaw-dropping message to Nicodemus is our message to us today. If we open our hearts and minds to the revolution of Jesus Christ, his birth, his life, and his death, we will be entering into new reality, transformed forever, along with all of society and creation. That's what Easter and resurrection is. It is not resuscitation. It is not magical flying up into the sky like a rocket. It is entering into a new creation in your life here and now, which Jesus started. And if you have trouble wrapping your mind and heart around being born again and having new life in Christ, you're in good company. It's been this way since the beginning with Nicodemus, and it will remain so as long as the old world endures. But for 2,000 years now, and for many, many years for Armenian Christians and their family and friends, what was once just God in the heavens became the God who walks alongside us in all of our humanity and sin and brokenness. So Jesus, the ultimate retronym, who was like God, was of God, but for mankind was and remains totally new. And to know him, we also must be born anew, allowing to the God who formed us and all of creation to reform us into something new. And then allowing the original sons and daughters of Adam and Eve, who we are, to become sons and daughters of the resurrection, turning away from sinful words and ways and ushering in the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven, now and always, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. We always pray for